So thank you for joining me once again, Kat, to talk about the Imagination Festival. I will let the audience members know that the festival runs from the 18th to the 28th. The Imagination Festival is back. The festival showcases film that encourage connection and reflection between LGBTQ+ people, nurture queer storytellers, and as well to regionally and international films are accessible through this event as well too. So what can people expect from the 34th edition of this year's festival?
That's a big question. Yep. They can expect, first of all, absolutely stunning, fantastic films. As you mentioned, yes, an international roster of films, really, really, really very international. That leads me nicely into one of our focuses, which is called First Voices, which we've been doing for a few years, which is basically a focus that encapsulates films that come from countries where we, you know, little or no queer lives and living has been explored or been expressed in terms of in a cinematic way, and in particular, potentially where queerness is, you know, potentially, you know, not looked upon fondly. For example, we have films from Kosovo, Croatia, Estonia, Romania, and Georgia. Georgia, the country, not the state. And what is really fascinating, I realized when I was kind of just doing a big check through before a few interviews, is that 3 out of 5 of those are first time films by young queer women directors. And I find that to be absolutely fascinating. They are these reflections of what it means to be about young women telling their stories in a culture that's, you know, in flux, that's in shift, and traditional values and this real drive towards, you know, I don't want to say modernity, that's a ridiculous word, but like sort of the clash between the contemporary and the traditional as embodied in these young women's stories. And they're, you know, it's beyond sort of a coming out or a coming of age story. These are really nuanced, incredible and incredibly rich stories. So I found that absolutely fascinating in terms of kind of signaling some really, really, really exciting shifts within the queer cinema canon.
Okay. So as well too, this year, you have some new online incentives or initiatives this year onto the online front of Imagination. So maybe you can talk a little bit about what's new on the online front to Imagination this year.
Well, that's sort of more of a general in terms of what our organization is doing in terms of embodying and embracing the virtual. But for our festival per se, for Imagination 34, it is a complete virtual platform. All of our films are available online. We have documentaries, features. I've just touched upon a few. Stellar Shorts programs. And of course, as well, there are, you know, a chance to see a virtual Q&A, pre-recorded Q&A, the beauty of the virtual that I can have a conversation with, you know, this young female director in Kosovo, as opposed to, you know, the difficulty of like flying somebody in and hotels and all of that kind of stuff. So as we have all embraced in the last year and a half, you know, virtual does allow us to go to places we have never been before and to have access to interesting images. And in particular, our festival is geo-blocked to the whole province of Quebec. So as opposed to just an event that takes place in Montreal, the big city, you know, a young queer in Trois-Rivières can access these incredible films. But in terms of what you were kind of, I think, touching upon in terms of initiatives, online initiatives, our organization is doing a number of things. For example, we had the second edition of a short film festival that is completely virtual this past July. It's 4 days long, and it not only is it a platform to watch incredible short films, queer shorts, that initiative also really encourages dialogue and connection between filmmakers. So we had this past summer, we had a space called Spatial, which is kind of like a, you know, people probably know what Gather is, that kind of a thing where you really are embodying a virtual space as opposed to like what we're doing right now, this talking in a box. So we had a series of panels and Q&As and really, really interactive, wonderful virtual activities where we were all in this, you know, really cool, really cool online space. And as well, we also this year have a thing called the Imagination Story Lab, which is an initiative bringing five mentors together with five mentees to hone, they are first-time filmmakers or, you know, they've maybe done one or so films, to hone, to produce a script. So it's a script writing, a short film script writing mentorship, and that all does exist online, and there are many, many sessions of, you know, the mentorship, but also as a group, all 10, we've had a number of sessions. So those are two examples of our organization, you know, really using the virtual for good.
That's good. That brings me directly to my second question here. So what are some of the educational and mentoring programs that Imagination offers to filmmakers as well as to the audience this year?
That's exactly what I just described. Both of those are perfectly, exactly fitting in that. The mentorship, as I said, both the Short Film Festival as examples and the I plus N Story Lab are initiatives that are designed specifically to have virtual engagement and have collaboration. Importantly, collaboration, not just passive viewing of something online, but that we are all using a new space to communicate, to collaborate, to work together when, you know, not physically together, but together in a virtual space. So, and of course, audience interaction and engagement is a key component in both of those initiatives and our festival as well.
Yeah. Will the festival be strictly only online this year, or will there be some theatrical in-person screenings as well too along the way?
The festival is a hybrid festival. Okay. As I said, the whole platform, absolutely everything is available online, and we do have some in-cinema screenings as well.
So with that, just a quick follow-up here. So how does it feel to have the festival back inside of a theater with an audience experience this year as opposed to last year when the theaters were closed?
Well, I haven't done it yet because the festival opens on Thursday. So I am really looking forward to being, you know, with my tribe in and watching the opening night film. So I am really looking forward to it.
So, before we get to our final question, I'm going to remind our audience that the Imagination Festival takes place from the 18th to the 28th of November. The festival, like you said, is completely online, but as well, too, there are some in-person screenings, as well, too, some great stuff happening as well, too, online with the festival. So brings me to my final question, which is normally a fun question. You can take a film from that you've seen this year. It can be from the festival or from any film that you've seen this year. And not your favorite, since we're coming to the end of the year with the favorites, but what film do you feel that everybody should see that you've seen this year?
Like in, do you mean queer film?
Or any film whatsoever that you feel that is an important film that people should see this year.
Well, that's an interesting question. I'm going to be selfish and talk about my festival and not the rest of the world, because nothing else matters but Imagination. I think that there are a number of films that everybody should see. One is our opening film called Wildhood, which is a two-spirit Mi'kmaq film about connection, about relationships, about love. It is, I believe, a crucial film for Canadians to see. So that would be my recommendation.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the interview again, Ken. And